This is the 1998 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Higher Tiers Test A. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Don't try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answer. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here's the practice question to show you what to do. I'll read the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Subtract 16.4 from 17.8. Subtract 16.4 from 17.8. Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you'll have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What is 37 multiplied by 10? What is 37 multiplied by 10? Question 2. Write 1/4 as a decimal. Write 1/4 as a decimal. Question 3. There are 4 red cubes and 6 blue cubes in a bag. I choose a cube at random. What is the probability that I choose a blue cube? There are 4 red cubes and 6 blue cubes in a bag. I choose a cube at random. What is the probability that I choose a blue cube? Question 4. How many meters are there in 2.5 kilometers? How many meters are there in 2.5 kilometers? For the next group of questions, you'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 5. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Work out the answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Work out the answer. Question 6. What is 5.4 added to 3.7? What is 5.4 added to 3.7? Question 7. 25% of a number is 12. What is the number? 25% of a number is 12. What is the number? 8. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Its value is 82. Write an expression with a value of 41. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Its value is 82. Write an expression with a value of 41. Question 9. Write another fraction that is equivalent to 3/5. Write another fraction that is equivalent to 3/5. Question 10. Look at the triangle on your answer sheet. What is the area of this triangle? Look at the triangle on your answer sheet. What is the area of this triangle? Question 11. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. If m equals 6, what is H? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. If M equals 6, what is H? Question 12. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. Write what number X could be. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. Write what number X could be. Question 13. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. What is the value of n? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. What is the value of n? Question 14. In a country, the probability that it will rain in August is 0.05. What is the probability that it will not rain in August? In a country, the probability that it will rain in August is 0.05. What is the probability that it will not rain in August? Question 15. Assume a person's heart beats 70 times in 1 minute. How many times will it beat in 1 hour? Assume a person's heart beats 70 times in 1 minute. How many times will it beat in 1 hour? Now, turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. The mean of A, B, and C is 10. A is 6. B is 11. What is C? The mean of A, B, and C is 10. A is 6. B is 11. What is C? Question 17. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Multiply out this expression. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Multiply out this expression. Question 18. Write an approximate answer to the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer to the calculation on your answer sheet. For the next group of questions, you'll have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 19. Arrange the digits 3, 5, and 2 to make the largest possible odd number. Arrange the digits 3, 5, and 2 to make the largest possible odd number. Question 20. Look at the lengths on your answer sheet. Put a circle around the median length. Look at the lengths on your answer sheet. Put a circle around the median length. Question 21. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 14 multiplied by 3.9. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 14 multiplied by 3.9. Question 22. What is 18 multiplied by 9? What is 18 multiplied by 9? Question 23. Imagine a robot moving so that it's always the same distance from a fixed point. Describe the shape of the path the robot makes. Imagine a robot moving so that it's always the same distance from a fixed point. Describe the shape of the path the robot makes. Question 24. Two of the angles in a triangle are 47 degrees and 85 degrees. How many degrees is the other angle? Two of the angles in a triangle are 47 degrees and 85 degrees. How many degrees is the other angle? Question 25. The sum of P and Q is 12. The product of P and Q is 27. What are the values of P and Q? The sum of P and Q is 12. The product of P and Q is 27. What are the values of P and Q? Question 26. 75 miles per hour is about the same as 33 meters per second. About how many meters per second is 50 miles per hour? 75 miles per hour is about the same as 33 meters per second. About how many meters per second is 50 miles per hour? Question 27. Look at the net of a cube on your answer sheet. When you fold it up, which edge will meet edge A? Draw an arrow pointing to the correct edge. Look at the net of a cube on your answer sheet. When you fold it up, which edge will meet edge A? Draw an arrow pointing to the correct edge. Question 28. In a raffle, one half of the tickets are bought by men. One third are bought by women. The rest are bought by children. What fraction of the tickets are bought by children? In a raffle, one half of the tickets are bought by men. One third are bought by women. The rest are bought by children. What fraction of the tickets are bought by children? Question 29. Multiply 25 by 28. Multiply 25 by 28. Question 30. A cuboid has edges of 3, 4, and 5 centimeters. Its volume is 60 cubic centimeters. What is the volume of a cuboid with edges that are twice as long? A cuboid has edges of 3, 4, and 5 centimeters. Its volume is 60 cubic centimeters. What is the volume of a cuboid with edges that are twice as long? Put your pens down. The test is finished.